Hello, everyone. This is Chilla Kohalmi-Monfils. I'm the head of innovation at ENGIE Fab, which is ENGIE's innovation hub. ENGIE is a large multinational utility present in 70 countries with about 60 billion euro turnover and about 160,000 employees. So it's quite a large group and therefore quite a large innovation ecosystem. And we're also present in terms of activities across the energy value chain. So in terms of energy generation, distribution, commercialization, and also a whole bunch of energy services, which are geared towards buildings, industries, cities, territories, etc. So what am I most proud of in 2019? Well, I guess what we're most proud of is our growing community of innovators inside and outside the company. After 5 years of this team's existence, we find that innovation is definitely everywhere. Everybody is participating and quite motivated towards innovation. After a first ENGIE factory that was set up in LATAM, earlier this year we set up ENGIE factory in Singapore, actually end of last year, beginning of this year. And I think we can already consider it one of the epicenters of the vibrant Singaporean innovation ecosystem, with many pilot projects under their belts, with many entrepreneurs in residence who help them out building and scaling new ventures, etc. And this year, we've also started, many other BUs are also interested in setting up similar structures. So ENGIE Fab centrally sits in Paris, but oversees these ENGIE factories around the world, of which, like I said, today we have three, but a couple more coming online soon. And other BUs that don't have these specific structures are also participating in the innovation. Right now, I guess, and maybe I get to my second question, the question is, how do we actually pull all of this together and how do we make this bring some impact? So the key challenges that we have faced in the past or we are facing right now is that we need to bring these innovative projects to scale. We have many great ideas, we have many pilots, we have many great innovation stories, but what is this going to bring ENGIE in the long term, in the future, given that our industry, like every industry around the world, is being disrupted? How do we make innovation become the true driver of bringing new businesses of scalable size to our markets? In order to move the needle, we really need to better pool our resources, our ideas, our creative energy. And like I said, we're a very huge company, we're spread across 70 countries, and we have a very decentralized decision-making. Those 70 countries are represented by 25 BUs, so everybody kind of has their own program in terms of what they want to be doing. So it's quite difficult to get them all working in the same direction. And that's the biggest challenge of ENGIE Fab as the innovation hub today, is how do we help them better collaborate? How do we better orchestrate the various different efforts? How do we set a couple of targets in front of us that we can achieve jointly? So therefore, we have set up a couple of evolutionary projects this year. First of all, we have an evolution of our platforms. We have had two platforms managing innovation, one internal and one external. We have actually found over the years that maybe since we want to make our ecosystems collaborate a lot more, maybe there's not much point having an internal and an external one. And therefore, we're working on the evolution of this platform, trying to look at the user experiences and trying to make sure that this platform really brings complete transparency. It helps our different communities better share information. It helps engage our stakeholders better. And for foremost, helps us utilize better the tremendous database that we have amassed over the past couple of years. Through our innovation trophies, which have been running for 35 years now, we usually have 500 plus ideas coming in every year. So you can imagine the tremendous database we have of great ideas and projects inside the company. What we also find is that a lot of these are more and more in collaboration with external parties. So it's not only our employees who are coming up with innovation ideas, but they are co-creating projects with startups, with suppliers, with their communities, etc. And all of this we have in our database, so we want to make sure that this information is achievable to everybody, and it actually spurs collaboration. Another one of our projects is exactly in terms of creating impact. So I mentioned we have 500 plus trophy submissions every year, but actually during this big process of finding, of reducing the 500 to 160, then to a 50, then to about 15 that actually received some awards, we haven't in the past followed up on what happens next. So this is our next project, is that we really need to make sure that some of these projects, the best of these projects, actually achieve some sort of scale up, actually make it to market and actually bring some real impact for NG. So this year we have started for the first time asking our finalists what it is that they would need to make the next step. And I've also been building a catalog on the backside of that in terms of what we can offer them to make sure that we support them in their next steps. And here's where we find that actually we can really rely on our innovation ecosystem, internal and external. We can really create win-win situations where what these teams need is exactly what others can offer and actually can make us go forward. And lastly, I guess we need to also put more the spotlight on the different BUs and all the wonderful projects that they're doing. So in this respect, we have decided no longer to have one innovation week when we have 100 different events happening during one week all across the globe. It's difficult for anybody to have that kind of bandwidth to really understand what's happening at 100 different events. So therefore, we figured it would be better if the BUs held their own innovation weeks at their own pace and their own timing. And then everybody from around the world can be looking at what they are doing, what their projects are about. And we believe that this can bring better collaboration. Of course, this is a first for all of this. So stay tuned. We'll see if it works. But I have given you some of the challenges and some of the ideas that we have in terms of overcoming those challenges. The next question was, how do you think we are doing things differently and better than others? Well, as I stated before, we are a very big organization with a very vast scope of activities. So I think in that sense alone, we're quite different. We have a lot of different types of innovation domains to be thoughtful of. And so therefore, we have to be very vigilant on many different markets in terms of what's happening. To make sure we understand where the trends are and make sure we understand where we can actually play in those value chains. We, like I said, we can rely on our network of innovators from around the globe to make this happen. And we do have a couple of good examples of ideas coming up from various corners of the world, which are then used elsewhere. We just need to be a lot more of this. And we need to get a lot better at leveraging this community and each of the communities that are in each of those countries. Next question was, what do you see a most important trend for corporate innovation in general for 2020 and beyond? Well, I think for me, the most important trend, which is what we see internally, but I'm sure everybody's experiencing the same, is, well, the question from top management in terms of, well, what is this bringing us? How do we move the needle? How do we go from pilot project to scale? How do we have innovative projects which are actually going to bring big business and new business to our companies? So for this, I think corporate innovation will have to become much less of a cheerleader and much more of a manager, much more become innovation management with clear targets and roadmaps, tracking progress on the different bricks that are being put in place in the different geographies. Our projects really need to move from hobby to mainstream and to show clear benefits to business. In this sense, I think also the new thing will be that there will be an actual battle for funds allocation inside organizations. So today, given that most of our projects are quite small in scale, they're not really fighting for CapEx allocation. But if we want to scale any of them to a significant size, then this will become the case. And so for this, new processes will have to be put in place, because typically in the utility industry, the CapEx allocation process is something that's been existing for decades, and it's very relevant for large scale, highly CapEx intensive and very long-term projects. If we're talking about power plants or large gas pipelines, I mean, this is the case. Clearly, for some of these new types of projects, if we're talking about green mobility or smart cities, the project size can be a lot smaller, but can be much more replicated. And there can be a lot of pivots along the way, which was not the case in these large scale projects, where pretty much everything had to be clear before the first shovel was put into the ground. So this is an evolution that I think will have to happen with regards to innovation, especially in our industry. And final message for your peers around the world. I do believe that most of the competition will be replaced by collaboration, given innovation, given new technologies, given that no company can go it alone, and given that there's a lot more opportunities for joint projects with the deconstruction of all the different value chains. So, I think among all of the people in our organizations, we'll be the first to recognize these opportunities, and therefore it's up to us to make it happen.